Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Bad girl boss drip. Yeah. The 100 365 squad of bad girls and they down to ride. I'm the CEO, I was born to shine. I'm a girl boss till I die. I got the ice, I got the crib, I got my day one girls in the whip. I got the cash, I got the hits, and you're gonna need a bucket for all this drip. Bad girl boss drip. Bad girl boss drip. Bad girl boss drip.
I'm gonna rule the world.
Who dat?
Look at me, I do good. Going on the street, I'm selling my hood.
Wearing those heels, on the beach. Oh, look at you now. I think you made out with Tyler on the couch.
Selling the OC.
It's back.
Oh. I love how goddamn fake this is.
I
love it.
You know, this is, y'all, we're covering Selling the OC episode one today. I think you've watched the first three episodes.
Season two, episode one. Yes.
I've watched episode one and two. But I would say, I did write in episode two. I'm not going to say what it is. I'll give people a teaser. But I said, if this show wasn't so fake, if this happened in real life, I would think these people are crazy and are about to get conned big time. That's a spoiler alert. I'll tell you what it is in the episode.
If you're new to this show in general, or if you're new to Selling Sunset or any of the real estate shows that contain horrible music transitions. This is the same creator, Adam DeVello, who did Selling Sunset, Real Orange County, the Real OC, and also The Hills and The Unfortunate The City. So it's the same kind of thing.
What's The City?
It was the second spinoff from The Hills. Not good. Yeah.
Okay.
Whitney Port cannot carry her own show. She is friend of forever.
What
FOF?
Would you? But Lauren Conrad's never going to come back.
No. Lauren Conrad exited The Hills. She was barely in it after a couple seasons. She's busy at Kohl's. She's counting her Kohl's money. She's fine. She's got kids.
She works at Kohl's.
She has a line at Kohl's.
Oh. Good for her.
No, she does not work at Kohl's. And you know what? That's fine if she decided to.
It's fine if she did.
This is reality gaze.
This is reality gaze.
RG Plus at the $5 level.
But this is a public show because this is a try before you buy, y'all. This is normally on our $5 tier, which is, I never remember the name of that tier. The poo-poo platter.
Poo-poo platter.
This is our poo-poo platter.
Poo-poo
platter.
Poo-poo platter.
a poop letter. So you're going to get this episode for free, and all the episodes after this are going to be on the $5 tier. So there you go. Jump in.
I would tell you, if you had not seen season one, you might not. Yeah, I think you need it.
I think you need to see it.
I think you need to go back and see the two-headed manticore that is Alexandra Rose and Alexander Jarvis and how they terrorized everyone the first season.
Yeah.
and it looks like they're back to do it again. I can't get enough of them. I especially Rose's vacant looks and walking breasts first into everywhere she goes.
Now, because wasn't the rumor, and we forget it, or I forget everything.
Full stop.
We both have, though. I'm more of a goldfish, but we do too. We forget plot points because sissies come at us in our Patreon comments and read us for filth. But wasn't the rumor about Rose, y'all, we call them Rose and Jarvis.
That's what everyone does because they're both Alexandra. There's three Alexandras in this office, and they're thinking about adding a new one, which you'll find out. I think you meet her in episode 3.
Alexandra,
you're going to love her.
Yes, Alexandra is to Selling the OC what Britney is to Love After Lockup.
With all its multitude of spellings.
All of its multitude of spellings.
B-R-I-T-T-N-I-E. Or whether you're a B-R-I-T-N-E-E, I don't know.
I think it's
a name we may need to outlaw. It's too ubiquitous.
Because y'all, we call her Alex Hall, but she's an Alexandra too, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah.
Everyone basically says Hall.
Hall. Yeah.
Jarvis Rose Hall. Hall. Yeah.
So
kind of feels like we're in a sorority.
We are.
We are, and except for Gio. Even Gio's kind of a girl.
I'm still attracted to him.
You're wrong.
I don't know what it is.
You need to talk to your therapist and figure out why he is absolutely like so slimy and disgusting.
He's the most attractive guy to me on the show.
No, Tyler? No, come on.
Tyler
does nothing for you.
He doesn't do nothing, but it's bad.
All the women are literally killing themselves
to get that dick. They all want that dick. Y'all, this isn't about selling houses. This is about riding that dick.
This is literally a whole planet of women fighting to the death for one man. It's the opposite. It's the anti-feminist show. And they're taking each other down. They're literally driving each other insane for this one man who is really, he's pretty, but he's kind of mediocre and was born into privilege and kind of getting at everything because his father made it. Is he a nice person? Seemingly.
I think either he knows what he's doing or he just signed away his personal life and had no idea of what was going to happen to him on this show. Because, you know, the producers are like, oh, we're going to make his love life the most important part of this spotlight.
Well, he just signed with a talent agency. So I think he's with A3 now. He knows what he's doing. It was just in Deadline. So every time I see his name is Staniland, I think Santaland. I always think Santa.
Wow.
But this, if you don't, I would definitely go back. This array of characters is, it reminds me of season 2 and season 3 of Selling Sunset. Without, and there's not a doe-eyed naivete like Chrishell. There's just kind of, a girl who's hung over from doing keg stands at a frat party, Alex Hall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who I thoroughly enjoy, personally.
I do. She got on my nerves some last season. I think she can be a bit of a hypocrite.
Sometimes. Totally agree.
But
totally
that's kind
agree.
Of what I love is that we don't have a We don't have a Chriselle. We don't have an LC. We don't have someone who's kind of like an untouched hero in this show.
No, we do not.
We do not, which makes it messy.
It's interesting because I think they were trying to do that with I feel like they were trying. The closest thing they have to it is Austin, who just has air in his head, like pressurized air. And every time he tries to make kind of a screen worthy like quote, it just falls flat.
Yeah, I have some notes about him in episode 2 as well. Yeah.
Anyway, this I would if you only listen to us and don't watch the show, I would give this one a try. It is mindless. You're kind of sickened by the opulence of it, but once you're there, you'll get into it. It's like an orgy where everyone's wearing dog pup masks. You're not into it at first, but after a while, you put on that tail and you're there with everybody else, and you're wagging it.
I think a lot of people don't relate to that. I don't. More of an ostrich.
It's not good when someone pees on you, though.
No, bad dog. Bad dog.
No human fire hydrants.
They stick your nose in it and put you outside. It's not fun. That's why. Thanks for bringing up my trauma.
Bad dog.
It's again. This is like all of our shows. If you don't really think about it, it's entertaining. that literally could be a subtitle. Reality Gaze. If you don't think about it, it's funny.
If you don't give it too much thought, it's funny. So let's just jump in. Real quick,
I just want to say for people that are listening to this on the public feed, if you do jump into this on the $5 tier, you're also going to get After the Altar season 4 of Love is Blind. That's going to be up on this $5 tier. At the end of this month, Love is Blind season 5 will be premiering. That will be all on this $5 tier, and you also will be able to vote. And into our once a month by curious. And
sweepstakes.
Sweepstakes.
You don't really win anything, though.
You don't. No.
You win the show.
Ed McMahon doesn't even come to your car.
No, he's dead.
He's dead. But also, you'll get our class list, our back episodes of Classic 90 Day Fiancé. And right now, we're doing Happily Ever After season 4?
4. Yeah.
And it's good. Before Hay got bad.
I think 5. 5 started to get horrible. 6 was really bad. Wasn't that the season that lasted? That like we all finished it and we all looked like prospectors, like Rip Van Winkle. And we're like, what day is it?
Yes, exactly. I
Happily Ever After season 6 is over. It's been 68 years.
I haven't seen the night in a year. I'm just so tired. Which is on our RG Plus, again on the $5 tier, with the Last Resort recap that I did with Kim from Cray Cray. Yeah.
It's been released by the time you're hearing it now.
You're hearing this, yeah. But she said.
Because it is September 9th.
Oh, one of our good friends' birthday.
It is September 9th today. Wow. We're dropping this.
We are.
That's right, isn't it? Yeah, I think so.
Yes,
maybe the
10th. We are 3 days away from my 20-year anniversary in Los Angeles. Love this city. It's been good to me.
I don't keep track of any days, of dates and special things. I feel bad.
I didn't want to be sitting watching the news on September 11th. So yeah. I left on the 11th, and I remember I got here on the 12th.
Way to bring September 11th into it.
Well, you asked how I knew.
I think that's your trademark. Just make a 9/11 reference every time.
Every time.
There. Never forget.
But so anyway, y'all, lots on this here. Okay, let's jump in.
I was going to say, if there's one thing you need to know to watch this season, if you missed last season, it's that Kayla, she's the Latina woman who kind of has a twitch all the time.
It looks like she, either her eye makeup, especially at the, some of these parties, she either does it or she's wearing very strong eye makeup or actually wearing the tape to pull her eyes
it's
back.
It's severe. It's,
like at
it's,
one point I went, she looked like she was a different race.
She's going full cuckoo bird. This season.
We need
And I'm she started to go there last season because what you need to know is that Polly, the British woman, she's easily discernible. Also someone who is fun yet extremely can be hypocritical. We see this season about but she's so fun you kind of forget about it.
She's fun. She's fun, but she also takes things very seriously. Like, to me, her face always reminds me of, like, that bald eagle from the Muppets.
Sam.
She's just always very, looks very cross or ready.
That's not
perfect. There's something else out there. It's a character I see, a woman character, who just always looks like very bird-like, where they're just about to poke your eyes out if you say the wrong thing to them at any moment.
Groundbreaking. I was going to say,
described you.
I was going to say what you should know is Tyler last season, who is now divorced. I think it was probably a good thing that they weren't filming during his messy marriage breakup, and now they're filming after. Tyler was married to actress Brittany Snow, and that broke up.
Pitch Perfect. Of Hairspray.
American Dreams. That was her first big thing.
American Dreams, yeah.
No one remembers that show but me.
Did you watch it?
Yes! What else was there to do on a Saturday when I wasn't going out with anybody?
You even watched all of that La Brea show.
I stopped because it made me sad because it was kind of right where it was. When a Tyrannosaurus just like hops up and like literally just like takes a piss right where my house is.
And it eats a SAG building.
Yeah.
Right there on Wilshire. Well, that sunk. We're a SAG podcast, by the way. Yay, we support the strike.
Even though the building's somewhere in a primeval universe.
Yes,
currently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't know where my union dues are going at this point.
A pterodactyl has taken them in its mouth.
But they're getting health benefits.
Yep. Anyway, what I was going to say is Kayla had basically Tyler was still married at this point. And Kayla, who was accused of flirting with him and trying to kiss him and making overtures, and they all kind of flipped out on her. And it was mostly because Tyler seemed very uncomfortable by it. And they all kind of, all the women, of course, want to fuck Tyler. So they all surround him when something happens. Like, maybe if he's like one night, he'll just like randomly kiss me. And that is the saddest thing about this show. With Kayla, Polly, Alex Hall, probably some of the other women. And I think Jarvis, too. They all kind of want to fuck Tyler. They don't want him as a boyfriend. They want to fuck him. They just want to see his pretty eyelashes flutter as he comes into them.
Oh, Jesus. You were so close to just having something not disgusting.
Nope. So that was happening. And Polly was the kind of shame woman from Game of Thrones. She was kind of leading the charge. And I think, wasn't it? And Kayla was kind of
shame woman, meaning of Kayla flirting with Tyler.
Yes.
She was very well. Also, she was on that. Kayla was defending that. I think, or defending herself.
And Alex Hall gave Tyler a nosy, and that's what Jarvis and Rose were saying. But it's kind of the same thing. And they were basically everyone was accusing everyone else of being a hypocrite. That was.
They're all right. I think.
Yeah.
Actually, I think Jarvis and Rose were probably more right than anyone because to watch Alex Hall with Tyler last season, y'all, it's like Poodle when he is flirting with I'm not a good flirt, so I'm not shaming Poodle. He's a better flirt than I am, but it was like she was pretty obvious.
But there's a difference with trying to with making a man uncomfortable. There's a big difference, and I think that's the most important thing. It's that's the difference.
Well, it's about consent,
right?
Things like that, yeah.
And I think Tyler does flirt with Alex Hall, and if he's not flirting with Kayla, that's a problem. So. Yeah.
One other thing that we should bring up, because I feel like we'll bring up things from the past kind of as they come along. I think it comes up a little bit more in the next episode, but wasn't Rose, Alexandra Rose, rumor was she was sleeping with clients to get.
Yes.
So I think that's important to, because that's going to, I think that plot point's going to come up.
And actually both of them have been accused of it, both Jarvis and Rose, because they found everything door knocking, which but sounds like to me, when I hear door knocking, it means that like I'm getting banged against a door. Knock, knock, wow. Knock.
You better knock, knock on Poodle.
That's their version of door knocking.
My version's a door knocker butt plug. You just put it in my butt and then you just knock, 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 and I let you in. It creaks though.
Get some WD-40.
Solves everything.
I think we can start. So Alex Hall shows up, new hair, little refreshed. It looks like she's had a little polishing, not much, but a little. Yeah, but a little. I think she looks, I think, of all the people in the office, maybe Brandy if you count, to have the least amount of work done. Of all of them. A lot of these other women have... it's not extreme. It's not Darcy level. But,
That's not Gio's mom.
Oh, yes!
God, I hope we get to see her.
So, Tyler is looking hot. I know, he's extremely hot. You don't share that.
He's not unattractive. He just, I don't know.
So he's got his $40 million house, his big listing. And I think we're really supposed to be on the Tyler train of, this is a guy who's kind of had a tough thing. And I'm like, he come from real estate royalty, y'all.
Real estate royal, like this guy's not had a hard life, y'all.
No,
he's not like where he's like Alex and Brandy.
Even Austin says he grew up poor.
And then I think even Sean, who is gay or not gay,
he's gay, or I think he says he's bi.
Bi, but that they
don't give a shit about him, and I think he is gorgeous.
He needs to lean into his fabulosity if he's going to make it on this show.
I don't think he has it in him.
Well, he's going to have to do it, or they're going to replace him with another. They're just literally going to go, cut.
Fag number two, bring in a replacement gay. And it's fag number two, your moment has arrived. You can shriek to the stage.
Yes, it's someone calling me. And that's what's going to happen.
Because y'all ain't no limit of fags with their real estate license in the OC.
No.
Let me just say that.
No.
I could throw a rock right now and hit 30.
Well, I don't know. You don't throw very far.
Fair. But a man could.
Thank you. A man. We can't, but a man could.
A man could.
I throw like when young Sheldon plays sports. Have you seen that episode of Young Sheldon?
There was someone sent me that it was kind of leaked the last thing of Vanderpump Rules finale, and it showed a picture of this queen trying to throw a drink on Sandoval.
Oh yeah, you've seen it. It's on TikTok.
But it was kind of like launched, and it was the faggiest drink throw you've ever seen.
It was terrible.
It's like, queen, you need to do better.
Do better.
First of all, you need to make sure that drink goes on someone, not throw it in the direction. I know about throwing drinks on people. It's something I've always really wanted to do. I've never done it.
You've never done it?
I feel like it's something I've missed out on. Like, throw a drink right in someone's face. Maybe I'll do it to you one time on stage.
Yeah, let's see how that goes. Yeah. Suddenly the Patreon password will get changed and you won't even know.
So Alex Hall shows up and she's like, "Hey, how you been? Have you been crying?"
It's so weird.
He always looks like he's been crying. They're flirty. At one point, I'm just like, y'all just need to...
The fuck already.
Y'all need to bang this out.
Especially by episode two. I was like, the deal is, what we're going to get is they're going to act like they're not into each other when it's so clear they're into one another.
Yeah. So Tyler does say, I was married for 2 years, went through a very public divorce. And when he means public, y'all, it was on Variety. Like, it was everywhere. That is true.
I feel for him. That's got to be hard. But kind of like Alex was like, yeah, well, but you were only married 2 years and you don't have any kids.
It's true, but everyone's got their own divorce story.
I think, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think a breakup's a breakup. So, and they might have only been married 2 years, but they were together before that.
I've mourned each of my divorces. Doesn't matter how long I was married. They were all a tough period of healing for me.
What was your shortest one? How long was it?
4 days. And I miss him still to this day. If it wasn't for that John Deere accident.
Oh, that John Deere accident.
Just went off a cliff.
Wow. A lot of people didn't even know he had a tractor. He had a lawn. He didn't even have a lawn. He had it all drought resistant. Nobody made no sense.
Yeah. Life doesn't make a lot of sense.
Life doesn't make a lot of sense.
The investigation's closed, though, so closed. I'm not allowed to talk anymore about it.
So, y'all, they look at a house. We're going to tell you. We're going to bring this up. If you're here for us to talk about the houses...
Move on.
You're listening to the wrong show.
Move on, honey. I may say, this house is gorgeous. Oh, my God. The master or the primary. That's it.
That's it. And we also, what is this show called, Poodle? What do we call this show?
This show is subtitled People Having Conversations with Other People About Things That Recently Happened in Houses That Aren't Theirs.
It's just a little long, so they decided to go with Selling the OC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're never talking about things that are actually happening. There's this constant love of nostalgia on this show, but not of the greater past, but of the very recent past. Mm-hmm. Of remember what happened at Gio's party? Oh, yeah. Oh God! Remember what happened like 3 nights ago at dinner? And they kind of narrate it and tell us how they feel about it. And it seems like it would be pedantic, but I can't get enough of it. It's still cemented. The greatest example of this is like, oh, it's just like what happened at Mary and Jason's dog's birthday party. Like, and everyone on that cast was so talented that they could sell that kind of catching the audience back up. That's the thing, y'all. If you miss an episode, you're caught up. If you miss a season, you're caught up.
Caught up. Gird up. Okay. So everybody's coming in the office. We get the robots, Alexandria Jarvis and Alexandria Rose.
Alexandra, you keep saying like this, you keep saying Alexandria like the city in Europe. the city in Egypt.
Rose
and Jarvis.
Big news is they're
predatorily bird walking in.
Yes. The big news is they're opening a third office in Cabo San Lucas.
I have a feeling this is going to pay off later, not now.
And they have their first billion, as in B, listing.
Billion with a B.
That's it. That's all you need to know about. Then you get there's what is interesting about the meeting is people are making jokes about Alex and Tyler being together. Yeah. And Tyler's like, it's not funny anymore. It's not, y'all, this show is so, the whole thing is so fucking middle school.
It's wonderful though.
It's what happens in middle school. Like this is one of those shows where if someone's talking and having an argument with someone else, a friend will come over and stand by the person and they'll say, what are you doing here? They're like, I'm supporting her.
I'm supporting
that
her.
That is the best thing. They do go, you're supporting her. And but really, it's the middle school version of, if a fight breaks out, I'm here to like hold your hair.
Yeah,
or I'm here to hold your earrings.
Because here's the deal. If I'm at a party with Jake, Jake gets into a fight with someone, what a real friend does, I'm going to go slash that guy's tires and get in the car so that way Jake can leave quickly. Because I know it's not going to end well for Jake when he gets in this fight.
And I know it's time to leave.
It's going to be explosive and I've got to get him the fuck out. That's what a real friend does.
So there's another thing that happens on these shows. You saw it on Selling Sunset, but when someone says something and we know they're thinking other people in the office, there's what I call furtive glancing.
Click, 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 a lot of
furtive glances going on when Tyler's like, yeah, I got the listing because my dad sold it a while back. And they're all like, Tyler with the nepotism, but I still want to fuck you.
He's got a nice dick. I'll give him that.
It's so pretty. It's definitely the biggest in the office.
But
women know it.
No one has Austin's ass.
That's true.
That guy needs to be gay.
I feel like he looks like, I think I may have said this before, he looks like some like Bruce Weber photography setup in installation in the 90s come to life.
Like a Ken. He looks like a Ken.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Yeah, but a little more character in his face. With the kind of like dimples and the freckles.
Just not a brain cell to use on.
No, Lincoln. What an idiot. And I have more comments about him later on in,
yeah, too.
In episode 3.
Oh, episode 3. Ooh, okay, good.
I have something very dark to share, which
great.
I'm sure people are going to be horrified. But you all know me. If I don't say it, it's just going to well up in me. And
great. So yeah. Glad you've got a, you know, speak your truth, Poots.
Yeah. So Polly, they're all talking about their place in Laguna Niguel. The only thing you need to know is Brandy's like, oh, yeah, I know it very well. I tried to get that one. I called every single day. Brandy, y'all, is a shark. She is here. Sure. She's not here to fuck around. Her mom passed last year. She is here. It was kind of her main storyline. She is here to kind of create generational wealth for her family. And kind of will stop at nothing to let her get there. And she's a little in her head about it.
I think so. I think she's putting a little too much pressure on herself.
Yeah.
So it's understandable. This is Orange County. And also, y'all, Orange County is, you think, oh, it's Southern California.
White.
It's extremely white. It's also especially extremely conservative. Just so you know, for money, why they were able to sell these houses, the largest donors from the Republican Party are from Orange County. It's just fucking oil money. Like, there's so much money. But I'm not saying that all people, I'm just saying, though, she is a black woman in Orange County. And I think that would be, for us to bring up that is much harder for her to do. This would be not easy, but she would have more avenues of access if she was doing this in Los Angeles or San Francisco, even San Diego. But Orange County is its own little thing.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. So basically, the only we hear from Kayla that my relationship with Hall, Alex Hall, because that was last year or last season, y'all, they went really hard at one another.
Because they were friends. They were kind of co-listing. But Kayla kind of, y'all, I will say this. This is probably terrible. I shouldn't say this on the free feed, the public feed, because we could get sued for it. But I'm going to. It's too late now. But Kayla acts like she's on drugs.
It's true.
It's true. Because she's so up
so
and down.
Erratic.
She's so erratic. It's like one day she's best friend. She's super calm. And she's got a hard, like, she's had a hard life, y'all. So she wasn't born into this. And she's worked really hard. And she talks. And you're like, wow. She's so determined. And her head's on straight. And then in the next episode, I'm like, are you on Molly?
It's not that. No, it's like full on Adderall. I think it's Mary's from Selling Sunsets Adderall prescription times 3.
Wow, that's a pensive chihuahua. That's what we call it, because that's what Mary looks like a little chihuahua dog, just a little shake. You know how chihuahuas shake all the time for no reason? That's Mary.
And then she gets dicked down by that huge French dick of hers, and then she's fine. Now that man is the hottest in the whole franchise.
Non-negotiable.
Talk about a Bruce Weber. That's not Bruce Weber. That is like let's see, what gay photographer would that be? That's like some, we're going to have to get into porn. That's on cult models or Raging what about, Stallion models.
What about Du Lestade?
Oh, it's Du Lestade. Good idea.
Yeah.
Du Lestade.
I don't know who that photographer was.
I don't know either.
Y'all, there's
some queen just went, blah, 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 blah.
We can't get into
them all around.
We can't get into gay photography books. I can't tell you how many homes I've been in with gay men who consider themselves pretentious and artsy, and they just want to have a picture, like a huge 6-foot picture of an erect penis because they're reclaiming their arrows. I don't want to hear about your arrows.
Reclaiming their arrows?
Yes.
Shut up.
Oh, that was a big thing when I was in queer psychology. They were trying to talk about like eros and, you know, because they would talk about sapphic and women and eros, which to me just felt really gendered. I never really got into it.
So that means they were reclaiming the sexual part of themselves that they were denying for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But weren't these the same gay men who fucked in bathrooms?
Yeah, but apparently, you know, having an edging teacher helps reclaim your eros, and you do things like that, and it's all about free and no judgment, and you do naked yoga together and tantric.
Okay.
I'm actually not judging all that. That I don't mind. I just don't want to walk in your house while I'm sitting and talking to your mother with a 6-foot dick pic on your wall.
I agree.
The other stuff, the frou-frou naked yoga and all that, I'm fine with that.
Kind of into it.
I was going to say, it's good for you, but I don't know if everyone else who comes into your house needs to be subjected to your erotic journey.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. I think there's some things that are private.
I went in the school, we went to a professor's house, and he had a picture on his wall of his own erect penis. For his own arrows, and we're just sitting there having the conversation, talking about class, and someone says, "Oh, that's a beautiful work of art. Like it's a work of art." And he's like, "Oh, thank you. That is my manhood." And we all just stared at the teacher.
That's
and I
not
went,
about your own arrows.
That's gross.
That's called an
Actually,
HR
it was a,
violation.
It was a picture in the middle of a mandala.
Of course, it is. This whole conversation, I want to throw my laptop and scream. It's so pretentious.
Sorry,
and I'm pretentious.
Ahead.
Let's just move on. But basically, that there's this thing, Polly, Brandy, and Lauren, who I never know what to do with, and I always forget. There.
She's beautiful, and I just feel like I feel like what Lauren's job is so far is when they're doing this, and they're like, hey, can we make this prettier? Can we just need to fill this space with, and they just have her sit there.
Lauren, shake your head like what they're
gorgeous,
talking about.
Gorgeous, Lauren. Gorgeous.
Don't change a thing. Don't say a word.
She's stunning.
Perfect. Anyway, so basically the whole thing of this is Brandy is telling us, I'm not really sure. This is to set up why Brandy is so intent upon success. And I think we're supposed to believe that Brandy is thinking so much about her own image and how the brokerage may tarnish her own image. It's interesting. We're going to talk about this a little bit more, but just know that her mother passed and Polly's basically like, so what if Alex Hall and Tyler are messing up? They're both single, and Brandy's like, no, the ink's not dry on the divorce. So it's a different kind of. What do you think? What team are you on? Is it like, are they single when they're divorced, Eva, or are you?
Because I know what team you're on.
I don't know what do you think? What team I'm on? I'm if someone says they're single, I think they're single.
Jake, Poodle
married
doesn't
or
need
not.
He doesn't need a piece of paper. Poodle's
whatever
old fashioned.
Whatever it says on your profile.
Poodle's old fashioned. He trusts a man's word.
I trust a man's word. And not, the background check that I've just done.
Yes, not the shadow that's on his ring finger.
No.
Or the yes. I
I think it's different because, like Polly said, some marriages take a long time to get divorced. So I feel like when somebody's coming out of, but it's a difficult thing. I would be tentative, especially if someone, it's a little different because they don't have kids.
Yeah,
if someone had kids,
then it's getting really messy.
It's getting messy, and you don't. I do have stories of girlfriends and guy friends who have dated someone who was separated, wasn't divorced yet, and then went back to their ex. So it does happen. And the thing that Brandy, we talked about the culture of Orange County being a more conservative culture. It is. Brandy is right that people are going to talk about this, and you kind of. I don't think you can go through life when you work in Orange County and say, I don't give a shit what people think and talk about. I don't think you can do that in that town. What do you think?
I kind of see that point. At the same time, what does she think she's going to do? Does Brandy think she's going to convince someone not to see someone?
I mean, I think why they get ruffled at it, because Brandy later tries to backtrack and say, look, I'm just trying to be a good friend and tell you.
That's not true, though.
That's not
She's not trying to be a good friend. She's trying
you were
to.
Telling them because you didn't want it to make your business look bad.
That And I wish.
And that's fine, but own that.
She'd own that. Exactly. Yeah. And it makes her seem a little two-faced, because I wish if she stuck to that, then I would kind of get it. She's not trying to be a good friend.
But
she's watching out for her own shit.
She's watching out for her own. But I understand her frustration because Tyler and Alex are acting like, well, we don't know what anybody's talking about. And it's so clear.
I also take issue with the fact that Brandy says a client of mine was on the phone with me for 30 minutes talking about it. Then your client needs to get a life.
Yeah.
If I don't.
But. I do think that probably Orange County is more that. It is a small town vibe.
Yeah, but can you imagine a client so obsessed with the romantic going, tell me, are Tyler and Alex Hall, have they been canoodling? Tell me, Brandy.
I think it's crazy.
Tell me everything.
I think it's crazy, but it's why you wouldn't do well in Orange County, because you can't help yourself.
No.
And you would fuck yourself out of this town in 9 months.
I fucked my way through 3 country clubs there. I'm not allowed in, so.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Because it is a small, but anyway. Yeah. Okay, so where am I? Where are my notes?
This is when Jarvis and Rose are going to see Greg, the man Greg. And you know what? This is our first Selling the OC theater.
I sell houses. I sell houses. I wear high heels even on the beach.
Surfing on the beach, selling a house, done.
Done.
I just imagine a video of Austin surfing, writing a contract.
That's what it feels like. That's how ridiculous this show is. And I fucking love it.
It's great. Okay. We didn't decide who's playing who.
I don't know. I think I'm led towards Rose here.
Okay.
And if you want to play Jarvis and maybe Greg.
Sure.
As well. So y'all, they're doing some door knocking as usual, you know, knocking their bodies against the door while a gang of fat men with like grease on their hands penetrate them.
I think you're talking about something personal.
Just greasy fingers.
Just let's get to the theater.
So we walk around this beautiful house that Greg has. And action.
Action. Hi,
hey,
thanks for
coming. Hey, Greg.
Hi, Rose. Thank you for coming.
Hey, you like my outfit? My tits are out. Like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
So we were looking at the specs of this house, and it looks
specs.
It's 3,500 square feet. It looks perfect for our
35. Almost as old as me.
Yeah, that's a lie. That's a, you are older. Anyway, Greg, we just want to say thank you so much for me.
Are you single, Greg? You look like it.
Well,
I'm sure all the girls just love you. They're like going to play with your little chipmunk face.
Oh, wow. Rose, can you giggle like you were giggling earlier when you... thank you for that. That's a nice dress.
Okay, yeah, so... I just want to keep
I got it at ShopRite.
Okay. I don't know what that is. That sounds poor. I just wanted to like keep things going. You know, I just wanted to like, oh, look at this ocean view. In the bedroom.
Imagine what we could do looking at this. You have a lot of parties, Greg. A lot of parties with girls. Lots of parties with girls dancing around with pearls and girls and pearls, pearly girlies.
It's just really me and my dog. Just me and my dog.
What's your dog like? Is he as hot as you are?
Are you hitting on my dog?
Maybe. What's his 401k like?
So, do you ever see sharks?
What's these binoculars for? Is this so you can look at chicks? Like chicks waving at you? Do you like chicks, Greg? Like these boobies?
Dolphins. Do you ever see dolphins?
I like dolphins. I like swimming with them. You know dolphins masturbate, Greg?
I'm going to draw up the contract.
You want to get drunk, Greg? I'm feeling uninhibited.
And scene.
It's not far off.
It's not far off. Jarvis is trying her best. If they're talking heads, like she saw, yeah, this is not going to go well. They're going to end up fighting about this.
She's a little unprofessional.
Y'all, Jarvis is going to drop her.
Yeah, I think that's what we're heading to this season.
And then it'll be Rose and Kayla, and so it'll just be the crazy brigade.
Oh, cuckoo birds. So... Polly is meeting Tyler to see this wonderful house. And basically, Polly is doing the same thing, asking Tyler, how you doing? People in the office are talking. By the way, it's not really fair of her to say, Brandy's kind of like not speaking of you favorably.
She 100% threw Brandy under the bus.
Yeah.
And making it sound like Brandy was trash talking when actually Polly is the one who started talking about them and about the relationship, and Brandy just didn't agree with her.
Yeah, she was starting shit. Yeah,
Polly is 100, and that is Polly, y'all. Again, Polly and Alex Hall are huge hypocrites, y'all. They start shit all the time, and then they're like, "What? I don't ever say anything."
They do, and if it wasn't for those two characters, the show wouldn't work.
But they're just so likable.
Yeah,
both of them.
That's what it's interesting. That's what this show has going for it that Selling Sunset doesn't, is they were able to find, especially Selling Sunset near the end, like this past season. Was this season 6? I think so. Yeah, because I remember saying Selling Sunset season 6. And they are kind of... There's a kind of leaning into the hypocritical stuff and not everyone trying to be like, I'm just trying to do what's right for myself and my own ethics. No one cares here. It's a lot. They live by the Christine Quinn rules.
I wonder if it's something that happens of when you start on these shows, you're not famous. You don't have a million Instagram followers. You're kind of doing whatever it is you need to do to get famous and get clout. And then the people on Selling Sunset now, they've become they become that now. And so yeah. then it's like they want to protect it.
Yeah. The next scene, y'all, they're in the office and the Santa Anas are blowing. If you don't know,
it's a big deal out here, y'all.
Those are the devil winds that blow in.
But when they're out here, y'all, you should know that it's all that SoCal Californians talk
Santa
about.
Santa Anas.
And we blame everything on it.
Tyler's like, the winds actually are bringing Catalina closer. And Rose is like, seriously? What makes them? And then we never find out.
We never find out. I think there is something, the wind's coming. It gives an optical illusion.
Yeah.
It makes it seem closer.
And then they're like, why do they exist? And Austin goes, God.
God, bro.
God. God's like blowing on the earth.
He's yeah,
and it
going,
makes like, because God's got like really hot, dry breath.
God knows that there's global warming and he's trying to help.
And he's trying to help for like surfing because God loves a surfer.
Yeah.
What an
Y'all,
idiot.
Again, but his asshole is so smooth and it tastes like vanilla ice cream.
You have referred to assholes as tasting like vanilla, and I've just never had an asshole that tasted like vanilla.
Well, then you've had some assholes.
But I'm just saying, has that been an experience for you?
Let's be honest, I'm not usually around the asshole part.
True. It's the comparison you make, and
I think mainly I say because what doesn't taste better than wonderful vanilla ice cream.
That's fair.
It's more the comparison of the taste of something good that feels like home. Vanilla ice cream or a good asshole.
I'm just saying, I don't think there's a lot of comparison.
I'm trying to talk about nostalgic things.
Okay. Sure.
What do you want me to say? Butter pecan? Is that what you want?
No, I don't think you have to refer to it as ice cream.
Rocky Road.
I don't know.
Moose tracks.
Because I'm afraid that one day one of our listeners is gonna rim her husband expecting it to be vanilla.
No, it's not.
So
no.
I just want to disabuse people of that notion.
No, y'all, that's gonna taste like beer. I don't know.
I don't think asshole tastes like anything. It's a very specific. It's like what I would say. What does vagina taste like?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Not familiar.
We both go, I don't know.
And again, even when it comes down, usually I'm usually already flipped over on my back with my head in the pillow and them saying, don't talk. So what do I know?
And they're so drunk, they're passed out within 10 minutes. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, the next little thing is Tyler and Brandy are basically saying, you know, talking about their Nick, his client says, I heard you had some problems with some strong opinions on me and you don't know where I'm at. He's saying this in a kind way. You don't know where I'm at. And I had a seller coming and basically what does this say? I had a seller coming and ranting at me. Oh, this is her. She said, I had a seller calling and talking about it to me.
Yes.
And of course, Alex Hall gets involved.
Well, because they're having this at a couch in the middle of an open air office.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like everybody can hear what they are saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she says, Alex Hall, like, well, I heard my name mentioned. So she's like, I can still sell real estate even if I like this. I can still sell real estate even if I'm getting laid.
And they're both acting like Tyler's like, I just want this done. And I see both sides of this. I agree kind of what we said earlier about Brandy. Like, girl, what's going on? But it is the way that Alex especially acts like, how dare you?
Yeah, she's great at that.
Oh,
what I would say if I was Brandy is if a seller was calling me up and asking about that, I'd say, you know, I don't know anything about that, and it's not really in my business. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about your property. It's that simple. Stop being so, God, it's only limiting. It's only limiting when you're worried about what everyone else around you is doing and how it's going to affect a sale you may be having. It's and true. It doesn't make you look good. Anyway.
I agree.
My favorite part was Austin said, I do have an opinion. If you asked about it, I have an opinion. Bro. But the best part is, he said it, and then no one asked.
And Rose goes, I don't think you guys are going to work well together. You seem obsessed with his private life. Oh, just trying to be like a little raptor.
Yeah, little Brandy gets up and walks away and says, I feel like I've been ambushed. So she gets up and walks away. She's crying. Alex goes after her, gives her a hug.
And she says, I'll mind my business. But I will make I'll never give my opinion again. And then Tyler puts on his sunglasses and probably cries his pretty eyes out.
Yeah.
What a first episode. I think this podcast episode was longer than the first episode.
It was like
we had to talk about it.
We had to talk about a lot of it. So normally our episodes won't be this long. But that's fine. We're giving you a try before you buy, because this is on our public feed. So if you want to listen to the rest of the season of Selling the OC, you're gonna have to subscribe to RG Plus. You can use Supercast, Patreon, or Apple subscriptions. It's an $8 tier. It's the middle tier, but that is included in the Apple subscriptions. And we are, for some of you, I'm going to start setting this up next week, but if this is encouraging you, we just had a sissy email us about it, and we were already aware, we just have been busy. But we are going to be mixing, we've got to do some stuff on the back end, but
Integration with Spotify.
With the integration with Spotify Patreon. On the Patreon app where you can listen through that. So we do hope to have that, I would say, hopefully by the 15th.
We found out about it at Podcast Movement. It was something we said, when we get back, we need to do that.
And we just have been going. So let us get through this week of recording, and then we'll start putting that in motion. But I know some of you don't like the Patreon app and much prefer Spotify. So there you go. I think that's all we got, Poodle. That's all I...
I'm excited for this season.
I am too.
I know.
I forget how we end it.
Remember, y'all...
Oh, I do now. Go ahead.
When you've just been crying for your divorce all night, but the one thing you really want is... When you want to go husband hunting, when you're going door knocking, but all you can hear in your head is, I sell houses, I wear high heels, I wear them on the beach. Done.
Done.
Contract done.
Closed.